You give me
hello.
One. Hi, is this Jeannie Handershot?
This is James.
Jamie, okay. Jamie, this is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, that's good to hear. Okay. So let me just tell you what's going on here. I reached out to the county assistant's office, and they said that she was rejected because the paperwork was failed to be received. They didn't get the financials that they requested.
Right.
So my question to you is, do you want to try and get that the financials into them? If what you can do is you can send it to me, and I could send it into them directly, so I know it gets in.
I wouldn't know how to do that. So,
let's break it down.
She started receiving Meals on Wheels, so she's happy with that.
Right, but right now you're in the process of enrolling onto the waiver program. They just need some financial paperwork just to finish with that enrollment process. I have the list here in front of me of what they need.
Okay.
And you can let me know if that's something you can get. Okay? So I'll break it down for you.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. They need Virginie Handershot resource history for March to September 2020-2022. Resource history for August 2023 and August 25. Provide source, proof, and reason for deposit and withdrawals over 500 since March 2020. All resources disposed of the last 5 years, copy of the divorce decree, copy of the home deed, verification of all life insurance policies, and current values.
She lives here. Okay. I rent this house. So
right.
there's no deed.
There's no deed. So then what we need is a grievance letter. For that deed. How about for the other statements they need? Thank you.
I can try to. Is there a site to send this stuff to?
Well, you could send it straight to me, and I'm going to send it in.
Okay, and you. Well, okay. The only thing is, I don't have a way to print anything out.
Do you have a library?
I don't even know where the library is in this town.
Okay. So you gotta tell me what you wanna do, Jamie. You gotta tell me what to do because I can't do these kind of things for you. But I could try and see what I can do for you, but these kind of things you guys have to get on your own because legally I can't just call up the bank and say, hey, can I get Ms. Jeannie Handershot's financial statement? You know?
Okay. If there was a website to send this stuff to.
Well, say you could send it to my email, and I don't mind sending
okay,
it into
that's
the county. Map. Yeah.
Okay. Let me get your information.
All right. Do you need that list again? Do you want me to send you a picture of that list?
That'd be great.
Okay, let me see what I can do here. Henderson.
Hendershot.
Yeah, right here. Okay.
Okay.
Let me just see this.
The kid by the name of Jim Henshaw always got my report card in high school. Because our names were so close together.
Oh, goodness gracious. Did he do good?
I didn't have anything to be ashamed of. I'll put it that way.
That's good. And
a matter of fact, I never attended one day of high school because I had a seizure disorder. So I was homebound the entire time. And I had brain surgery twice my senior year. I still graduated on time because I was tutored in the hospital.
And did you graduated with everything?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
I did good.
Yeah. You did good. Did you ever go to college?
I went to some night courses.
That's nice.
But they were kind of lame.
What do you do? What did you do for a living?
I ended up working for the state of New Jersey. I had a state job. I ended up being a floor boss in the institutional laundry department.
Wow.
I enjoyed it.
That's good. How many years were you there?
About 12 and a half.
Oh, wow.
Hey, can I talk to her for a minute?
You want to talk to Jeannie? She's here.
Okay, sure.
Hello.
Hi, Jeannie. What's going on?
I'm going to tell you something. I was born with the rarest illness in the world.
I can't hear you so well. What did you say?
I was born without the basal artery that feeds my brain the blood supply, which I have only. The basal tip. And my doctor was, back then, I had David Stein for 22 years, but he left. And then now I have Dr. Nussbaum. He's a Jewish doctor. He's really good. And and I stopped taking my medicine because I was feeling sick a lot. And I told them that, but they paid no mind to it. So I said, okay, I'm going to take care of this myself. I'll try it. And if it don't work out, I'll have to take it, I suppose. So how many pills was I on? Several pills, maybe 10, 12, who knows. Exactly. So I prayed about it and I said, God, I'm tired of feeling sick to my stomach. This medicine is not good for me. It causes something to go haywire.
Right.
And they probably won't listen to those dippy doctors. So I stopped it. I stopped all of it. But I should get the iron pill because I am a severe anemic.
Okay.
You know, I should look into getting that one. So anyway, I didn't tell Dr. Nussbaum. I see him when?
19th.
The 19th of this month?
Yes.
The 19th of this month. At what time?
Awesome.
He'll figure it out. Anyway, but I feel so much better, and I lost how much weight?
Over 100 pounds.
I lost over 100 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Do you see what that medicine was doing to me? It was just eating me up and feeding me up and just, I'm so much better. I can get up. I can do things. Life is better now.
That medication wasn't a good. No,
sometimes it's just not. The doctors are too eager to push it. And I see him. What is it? 19th?
Yes.
Did you tell the doctor?
This month. No, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna tell him. I see him on the 19th of November, right?
Yes.
I'm going to tell him, and he won't push it on me because he said to me, I'm not going to push it on you. If it works for you, I'm not going to push it on you.
Okay.
I said, well, thank you, because I don't want that. If I was having trouble, I would take it, but I'm wonderful.
Yeah.
You know? And anyway, I'm glad you called. I don't know you, but I'm glad you called.
I'm happy too.
I live here with James. I wanted to pay something towards the rent because his rent is $1,400. So I volunteered to pay $525. Is that right? A month. So that's what I do.
Okay.
And I get food stamps, but there's a problem with this government is playing a game with the people's food stamps now.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? I think it's stupid.
I did hear about it. It's not that great for people who rely on it.
No, but I think positive and move along. I can buy just cheaper food, you know. Like
right.
You can get vegetables that are on sale. You can get fresh vegetables and different things. It's not, you know, you can't let something beat you down like that. You just got to move beyond it.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's how I think positive. I'm a positive person, not a negative one. I grew up with a horrible family. But I made it through it. They didn't, you know, I mean, it was just rough. It was just like I had no bearing. My grandmother raised me because she wanted to. She didn't want me to end up in a foster home.
Mm-hmm.
And she was old herself. So I listened to her. I got up on Saturdays and cleaned the living room and dining room. And she took care of the kitchen because that's what she wanted to do. Yeah. But it worked out good, you know.
That doesn't sound too bad.
You have to work with it. You can't work against it. That's when everything goes haywire.
Yeah. So did you were you able to?
Yeah, I worked with her. And on Saturday mornings, every Saturday morning, I get up. I was like 12 years old. I clean the dining room and the living room and do the floors and everything to help her because nobody else helped her.
Wow.
And I thought,
well,
that's just wrong. Her lazy son wouldn't do it. So I said, Grandma, I'll give you a hand. It's okay. And I did. And she said, well, thank you.
Right.
And, you know, so it was a rough life as a kid. I was raised on my dad's farm where he lived by his girlfriend's brother. That was horrible when I was like 13.
Oh, wow.
And I went out to, I would go shovel cow manure, and the owner would pay me to do it. And then I'd buy donuts off the truck that came down on the weekend. You know, like the Hostess, those things. And I would buy something, and I'd share them with the people there. And it was great. But then after that stupid Johnny Ween said, I'm sure you've been around, Jeannie. I said, no, I haven't been around, and I don't want to be around. Leave me alone. But he wouldn't do it. He pinned me up against these wooden horses. You know, it's really just boards put together. And then I didn't tell my dad because his girlfriend was Johnny Ween's sister. And I thought, you know, my dad, this might go haywire. But I'm telling the truth. So I didn't tell my dad about it. I just went home and I never went back down there ever again.
What did he do again?
Raped me when I was 13.
Oh,
up against a wooden horse.
Oh, what did?
I couldn't tell my dad. I wanted to tell him because I never lied to my dad. He always believed me. I told the truth. I didn't lie. I couldn't do it because I was afraid it's because of that girlfriend. He might not believe me because she was the sister of that one that did it, Johnny Lee. So then I thought to myself, you just got to pray about this and put this behind you. You got to move along. You can't let it destroy you. Just don't come down here anymore. And I never went to, I just told my dad I had a lot of schoolwork, which I did. And I had to stay home to do it and help Grandma, which I had to. Well, I wanted to help her.
You never told anybody?
No. I told my aunt, Aunt Amy, when I got older, I told him, I said, I want to tell you what happened to me down on my dad's farm, the Mealy farm, that Johnny Lee raped me out in the barn. He said, I bet you've been around. I said, no, I haven't been. I don't want to be. Leave me alone. He said, you can yell, but nobody can hear you out here.
Oh, wow.
So I prayed to God, and I just, you know, I cried and cried a lot, but I just prayed, and, you know, I never went down there again. I told my dad I needed to do homework and study, which I did need to do. You know, I went to Lebanon Township School in Woodglen, and I lived on 31 with my grandparents.
Oh, wow.
And then my grandfather was a pervert, too. One time, my grandmother went down to Clinton. That's where we got our mail. It was Post Office Box 5048, Clinton, New Jersey, 08809. And he was sitting in the dining room, and I was going out the door. I was waiting for Grandma to come home from Clinton, New Jersey, shopping. And he said, come over here, and I'll make your T-I-T-S big like a woman. And I ran out the door. I ran out the front door, and I stayed out until Grandma came home. And I went up, and I was crying, and I told her what he said. She jumped out. She got out of the car really fast and ran in the house. So I went in behind her just to see what she was going to do. She said to him, what the hell's the matter with you, you damn fool? She did say that because it really bothered her because he tried to do that to her daughters. They were his daughters when they were 15, 16 years old.
Oh, dear.
He told them in Clinton, we lived in Clinton. That quarry, where that quarry was by the Red Mill. And he told them to come over and lay in the grass and take their pants off. And they went home and told Grandma. She didn't believe him because she stuck up for his stupid ass. But my aunt Amy and Aunt Florence, their aunt believed them. And they said, we believe him. He's a fool. damn fool. But he didn't get a hold of me though. But my grandmother ran in the house and said, "You damn fool, what the hell is the matter with you?" And then she never left him be alone with me and my cousin Brian.
Yeah, I mean, your grandma sounds like one fierce woman.
Yeah, she was a wonderful woman. I mean, she took me, my mom didn't want me. She drank 15 beers on a Saturday because she was having more than one Schaefer beer.
Oh, dear.
But she was kind of weird. She had a bunch of kids and didn't want any of them.
Oh,
she had Linda. Linda she adopted out. She had Peggy. She adopted Peggy out. She had Sharon. She adopted her out. Grandma wouldn't let her adopt me out. She wanted to. Grandma said, "No, I want to keep her."
Oh, wow. That's nice. You had somebody with
so
you.
We didn't have a we didn't have a toilet in the house. We had a commode thing. And Grandma would dump it out every day and night. And, you know, that's how it was.
Oh, wow. Life sounded tough. But look, you're
here. Yeah,
but
it was good, though, because I made it work.
I
was very thankful for my grandmother and how she operated, you know, how she did things, and it was okay. And my dad would come up every 2 weeks to see me. But he wasn't my real dad. He wanted to be my dad because my dad was a car dealer my mom ran with. A married man he was. So I said, "Dad, you didn't have to take care of me." He said, "But I wanted to. I wanted to make sure you were safe."
Did you ever tell him about what happened in the barn?
No, because I didn't tell my dad because, like I said, that guy, Johnny Ween's sister, was my dad's girlfriend. So I didn't want to say anything.
Did you ever see Johnny Ween again and tell him how much?
No, I never saw him. I never wanted to ever see him again. And I went out there to shovel cow manure to make some money to buy donuts, as I said, off that hostess. I'd buy them, you know, buy a box of donuts. It was wonderful. Are you there?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you.
But anyway, I survived, and, you know, I got married to James, but it didn't work out because it just wasn't meant to be. But we're just friends, and I paint it. It's not a romance. It's a friendship.
Uh-huh.
You know, I help him with the rent to live here. Because all my family, they're mostly dead. I have no one.
Your grandma's dead?
She's dead. I don't like that dumb grandfather, but he's dead too. And
how long's your grandma gone?
Do you know when she grandma died? No, but she's been dead a while. She's buried in Allerton down on 31. Her name is Florence Van Camp. And her maiden name was Tyne, T-I-N-E.
Where did she come from?
She was English. And she worked hard all her life cleaning up after her lazy sons and everything and never made them do anything. So I didn't wait for her to tell me anything. I just got up and did it. I wanted to help her.
She must have loved you very much.
She did. She said, "I appreciate your help, Jamie." I said, "Well, Grandma, I want to help you. You have it so hard." And then when I got a job doing Head Start in summertime, I gave her money. I made $1.50 an hour, and I gave her money. I said, "Grandma, here's some money. You might need to get things for the house."
Aww.
And she was so happy. She's like, you're so good to me. I said, "Well, I love you, and I appreciate you, respect you."
Aww. Well, I'm sure it only gave you blessing in your life, that your kindness, that you were so kind to her. Mm-hmm.
It did. It worked out that way, you know?
Yeah.
So James isn't bossing around. I can do what I want. I don't do anything crooked or illegal. I never did illegal drugs in my life. I never smoked marijuana. I never did any of that stuff.
Well.
And this doctor I have is amazing. It's Dr. Matthew Nussbaum. Mm-hmm. He's a Jewish doctor, but he's really good.
Yeah, they are very good.
He knows
they're very
what he's
kind.
Doing. And I said to him, "You know what I like about you, Dr. Nussbaum? You get it right the first time. You're not playing doctor and putting all these different pills and like a guinea pig. You don't do that to me. And I appreciate that."
No, they definitely know what they're doing, and they're not out to hurt anybody. They just want everyone to be happy and, you know.
And I never drank alcohol in my life. I never took illegal drugs. I don't like cigarettes. It makes me feel sick. I never smoked any, but I like to be around them because I have trouble with, I have asthma and what is that other thing?
COPD.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's because I grew up around cigarette smoke. And I told my grandmother that her sons, Uncle Carl and Uncle June, it made me feel so sick around that. She goes, oh, you'll be all right. But she didn't get it, you know, but it wasn't all right. It was terrible, but she just kept it, let it go. So they smoked in the house. So I'd go outside during the daytime on the weekend because I couldn't stand that cigarette smoke. It made me feel so sick. You know, and my dad smoked when we went there. My mom smoked. So it was just surrounded by it.
Wow,
it was horrible. They didn't care either. They didn't care that it bothered me. I was like, oh, God, please let me someday get away from these people. Please.
Looks like God helps you out a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And is there anything else you want to know about me? I was born April 30th, 1954.
Oh, wow.
And I was born in a car on the way to the Hunterdon Medical Center in Flemington, New Jersey.
Wow. Okay, I guess the last thing is if Jamie could just give me his email so I could send him this paperwork.
Yeah, James will give it to you. He's a very good person. If you ever need to call, feel free to call. He'll speak to you. Or if he's out somewhere, then I'll leave a message for him and he'll call you when he gets back. But he's a very nice person. He was raised Catholic. He had a very strict mother. He had to do the right thing. And he always did because he didn't want to get smacked by her.
Oh, wow.
He lived, you know, so we survived the environment we grew up in.
Yeah. Do you feel like life got better?
I feel it got much better. And guess what? We have two granddaughters. We have Madison, and Madison is she five now?
She'll be nine.
No, Madison will be nine this year. Meadow is five.
What beautiful names.
But they can't be with their mother because she's a heroin addict with a jackass boyfriend, and that she can't have those children, which is a good thing. But she got to get straightened out so she can have her children. They miss her.
Where are they girls? Where are the girls now?
They're with Grant and Cindy, a Christian family in the church, at the Baptist church in, it's Heritage. Where is that? Orfield?
Yeah.
They go there.
Do you visit them?
No, they live with Grant and Cindy, church people. The older girl, Madison, lives with her grandparents. But she's a real snoot bag, that Gina. I don't particularly, I pray for her. I don't really care for her. Like if Madison, we wanted Madison to come over here to see us for part of the day, she would not let her do it.
Well.
She thinks they're rich. They're rich, and they think they're, you know, they're up in the clouds somewhere.
Oh wow!
I just pray for them because people like that, you know. I pray for the children that they'll be okay too. You know, she's real kind of bossy with them, and you know, stuff like that. She doesn't have to be, but she is. But they're beautiful. Madison has long blonde hair, and how old is she now? She'll be 9 in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And she lives with Gina and Mike Kingston. That's Jamie's boyfriend's parents. Mike and Gina Kingston.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Jamie. Where's Jamie now? Jim.
Tamaqua.
She's in Tamaqua.
Oh, wow. So you're saying after you grew up got better?
Yes, it will. My daughter's a pain in the ass because she stole my telephone. I got a telephone because I didn't have one, and she took it. She took it, and I told the Office on Aging that she took my telephone. They didn't say much. Well, they were going to look into it, but they never did. And she'll steal anything she can.
Wow.
I told her, I love her, but as long as you're a thief, you're not welcomed here. Just talk to me on the telephone. I can't do that thing where you steal from me. I need stuff that I have, and you steal it.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Well,
James, I definitely hear you. James is honest, and he never does that. He's a very kind, caring person. And we're just friends. There's no benefit. We don't do anything stupid. We're just friends.
I hear that. Well, it sounds like, you know, you're being strong. I am going to need that email from Jamie, though, because I'm going to get another call.
You mean from Jamie? James.
Yeah.
Here he is. Well, it was nice talking to you. Thank you. Here's Jim. He's very nice.
Yes, hello there.
Hi. What's the email for you?
Jimbo, J-I-M-B-O.
Okay.
04-10-60.
Okay, at?
At outlook.com.
Okay. Just look out for it. I just sent it to you.
Okay.
Let me just see here. Alrighty, it's sent. Okay, just read that the paperwork I sent you, get the financials together, and hopefully we'll be able to help you out. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Yep, sure. Take care.
Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.